As the U.S. economy continues to recover, stark differences are emerging between people with just a high school education and those who finished college. Graduates of four-year colleges are nearly twice as likely to have a job as those with just a high school diploma. But economists say that doesn't mean everybody needs a four-year degree. In fact, millions of well-paying jobs are opening up in the trades, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports in our series on millennials.
When Haley Hughes was graduating high school this past summer, she had good grades, she was on the honor roll every year, and she'd applied to a bunch of four-year colleges.
And you got into all the ones you applied to?
Yeah, I got into everything, but I wasn't excited about it, really, I guess.
Today, Hughes, who's 18, is sitting in an apprenticeship classroom at NSTAR, the big power utility company around Boston. And this class is actually kind of exciting.
Okay, FR, what's FR?
Fire retardant, what?
The instructor, Laura Allison, is teaching Hughes and other students how to protect themselves if they're down under a manhole cover in an underground substation and something bad happens.
It's an arc flash. That's the thing we worry the most about. Now, an arc flash is highly, highly energized. It's basically electricity that's jumping and trying to go from one place and find another source. Okay? So it gets you. The idea is it's really, really hot.
On her apprenticeship already, Hughes has been down working in those underground substations.
I loved it. It was great.
Hughes says another thing that's great is that taking this path to the high-skilled trades, it's a lot cheaper than a four-year college would have been.
Yeah, like the student loans would be ridiculous because the schools I was looking at, they were like $40,000 a year. So in the long run, it was going to be a ton of money.
By comparison, NSTAR, the utility, is partnering with nearby Bunker Hill Community College. So the young people here end up with a two-year associate's degree. Hughes has some scholarships. The utility pays some. So it ends up being $1,200 a semester, which gets her a lot of on-the-job experience and classes.
English, math, a computer course. This semester, we're taking a psychology group dynamics class. Then we have classes directly related to NSTAR. So we have like a DC theory, AC theory, a physics class, and an engineering class. And we also have to take a business etiquette class this summer.
90% of the students in this NSTAR apprenticeship program get jobs with the power utility at graduation. NSTAR is changing its name to Eversource Energy, by the way. And the starting base pay for those jobs is around $58,000 a year. Now, overall, the numbers show that people are better off with a four-year college degree than a two-year degree or less. But reality, as it often does, has more nuance than that.
The more education you get, the more money you'll make on average. But averages lie.
Anthony Carnevale is the director of the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. He says the problem with those averages is that people who work at Radio Shack or Target get lumped in with master carpenters and electricians.
You can get a particular skill in a particular field and make more than a college graduate. That is, sometimes less education makes more.
For example, Carnevale says the average electrician makes $5,000 a year more than the average four-year college graduate. And the country is going to need a lot more skilled tradespeople.
The baby boom workers are retiring and leaving lots of openings for millennials, and they're substantial. So among electricians, for example, there are just about 600,000 electricians out there.
Carnevale says half of those jobs will open up over the next decade. That'll mean a lot of opportunity for that millennial generation born between 1980 and 2000. We'll need more pipe fitters, nuclear power plant operators, carpenters, welders, utility workers. It's a big, long list. But the problem, of course, is that not enough young people are getting that kind of training.
We made a mistake.
Carnevale says since the early 1980s, most high schools have been focusing on getting students ready for college instead of vocational training.
In the process, we basically obliterated the modernization of the old vocational education programs, and they've been set aside.
Carnevale says basically we should bring them back. And he says we need to be preparing a lot more young people for good, well-paying jobs in the trades. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.